Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, look, it's great to say it. It's obviously much tougher to do it. Javi Baez trying to show more plate discipline. 248-539-9797. Dave in Clinton Township. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So, a couple things. Number one, I definitely would keep Miguel Cabrera around. And I wish people would stop saying, not for $30 million, like they're the ones that wrote the check.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, he's not going to go anywhere. No matter what the fans call into the shows and say, he's not going anywhere for the next 2 years. He's going to finish his career here with the Tigers. He said so. There's no way Al Avila is going to just cut him unless that's what Miguel wants.
Right. And he's going to want that money. And that's fine. And I really wish we could go back to a time when we could talk about, you know, averages and home runs without adding a dollar sign to the end of it. And like I was about to say, I know I'm old school and we'll never go back to that, but especially in baseball, it really doesn't matter. If he can help bring other people in, I keep around the organization forever. Buy him a house in Dominican and have him just point people to Detroit for the rest of his life. You know, who cares? Or Venezuela, I'm sorry. But with Baez, the two-year deal you talk about, maybe not good for us. In 2 years, we'll know if Torkelson and Green are the real deal and those guys can hit 30 home runs, then it'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess then you can make a decision if you're the Tigers that you want to tear up his contract and redo it and pay him more if he is playing well, if you do want him around. I mean, maybe Torkelson and Green, or maybe more importantly, Ryan Kreidler.
Right.
You know, if he's going to be an answer, could potentially be an answer at shortstop. So, I don't know. I'm happy the Tigers are better. I'm leery of the player and the contract, but they're definitely better. They're much better. And this is the one thing that we forget is in free agency, it's not just you walk into the store and I'm looking at a Correa here and a Simeon here, and I can just pick whatever one I want off the shelf. It's a two-way street. That player has to reciprocate the interest. Free agents can say no. And they obviously tried with what is allegedly the top guy. They obviously tried. It got out there. There was photographic evidence. The Gator questions the validity of.
I'm just saying, man. You never see photographic evidence of these things.
Date.
Right.
That's friend zone right off the bat.
Yeah.
The point being, you know, maybe it's possible Javi Baez was the only one that would have taken the Tigers money. It's possible.
Javi Baez was a highly anticipated free agent. There's nothing wrong with signing Javi Baez.
Yep.
He's a really good baseball player. He's not the top free agent on the list. And even if you want to evaluate the four or five shorts, let's say that you want to evaluate five shortstops, you put him as fifth on the list.
Yep.
Doesn't mean he's bad.
No, it doesn't mean he's bad, and it doesn't mean this isn't going to help the Tigers.
Right. I mean, look what a massive upgrade this is over what they've had. What did Burchie say? His wins above replacement last year is higher than the previous 4 years combined of what the Tigers have thrown out there at shortstop.
Yep. All right. I want to ask people, this just happened to Kang. I want to ask people if it's happened to them. Kang, what did you get delivered yesterday?
A sectional sofa, a couch.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Awesome. Good. When did you order said sectional sofa, couch?
Mid-August. And they told me, you know, ahead of time it was going to be a while, and I understood that. And
You got it before Christmas.
That's right. I was hoping before Thanksgiving, to be honest.
Before Thanksgiving would have been great. Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I understand.
But it's okay. I'm not up in arms or anything like that. It's been a while.
We understand that the supply chain has been disrupted.
Yes, there's a lot
by
of
the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We all get it. So you ordered. Did everything come? Did it come complete?
No. The sectional, we also ordered an ottoman that they apparently can't locate or it's been delayed, but I'm like, just bring on, give me the couch then. I can wait and we'll figure that out.
Right.
Hopefully soon. But yes, there's still another piece. But yeah, I do have the section, the main part.
So what is the number one thing that people have ordered that they are waiting on, and how long have you waited?
Because I'm not the only one. Obviously.
Oh, you're not the only one, I'm sure. And this isn't, how many times have you said to yourself, have you just taken a deep breath and said, pandemic, people are short-staffed, things are disrupted?
A lot.
I do it a lot.
A lot.
I'm not going to get mad. The people that are there working are the ones that are trying to.
Yeah, as long as they're not rude, I'm not going to be rude to them. Yeah. It's not their fault.
I've done it a lot, though. Deep breath.
Yeah. No, look, I've gone through this. I planned ahead. I'm going through a renovation in my kitchen and living room area, and some of it's been started and some of it is well on hold because waiting for things like cabinets and stuff like that, which I knew going into it. Now, and I'm not complaining at all. I'm fine with it.
Yep.
Good with this. There have been some things like when it looked for, hey, you're going to get appliances. I went in late July or early August, and I said, okay, so if I order these, what are we looking at, waiting time? And he goes, probably around November. And I said, okay, I can live with that. Yep. I said, he goes, that's kind of how things have gone. It's not going to be too bad. So, okay. So I went ahead and I purchased them, paid in full, waiting for them to come in. Most of it's come in, with the exception of like a hood vent and one other small thing that probably won't be here until maybe February. Now, fortunately, my contractors are not going to start the real renovation part until probably late January. And it's, again, dependent on when the cabinets arrive. So it's all should work at the same time. So I'm in the same boat. Everybody's got these things
going,
right?
Everybody's got something where you're just waiting. You're waiting to wait. Kang took 4+ months to get his sofa.
Now, I did have somebody.
Almost 4 months, I guess I should say, if it was mid-August.
I did it so they worked the other way for me.
Really? So
yes.
It showed up quicker?
Yes. But nothing had to be delivered. It was just labor and work that needed to be done. And when I purchased a mantle for the fireplace.
Yeah.
And when I purchased it, the guys, I'm like, so what time do you think this will be ready? It'll be, cut to measure and all that. And he said, probably going to be about 6 weeks. And I started, okay, thinking probably right before Christmas. Okay. I got a call the other day. Hey, it's all done, and it's
great.
My contractors
have
it right now.
Must be a Prime member at Mantles R Us.
Right, right. No, so it saves 3 or 4 weeks on it. I'm like, this is cool. Awesome. This is awesome. So I think some things are starting to relax a little bit.
Yep.
Not because of my mantle experience, but just because of what I'm hearing with other people with delivery stuff. But yeah, having to order things 6 months in advance is no fun.
248-539-9797. Anyway, you got anything out there that you ordered it anyway, and you knew it was going to take a long time, and you're waiting like Kang waited for his sofa. Ed is in Alpena, and he is next. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. I'm calling. I was telling the guy to answer the phone. I can't remember what they're called or his name, but anyway.
Phone screener.
hey.
Tony.
I told him, I said, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I have been my whole life because I could watch them every day on WGN with the Tigers being second because I could listen to George and Al on Sundays on the radio with my grandpa. So with that being said, I love and I hate this Javi Baez signing. I love it because that's what the fans want. They want to see a splash. And you know what? He's top six in Major League Baseball in the last 5 years in home runs, RBIs, stolen base. But with that, if we're just doing this to appease the fans, I don't like that. If the Tigers are serious and they're like, you know what, we want to at least attempt for a wild card, then I think they need somebody, another bat, maybe like a Jorge Soler. I know you're going to get a guy that's going to hit 240, probably 30 home runs, but that's
well, Ed, do you think they have to do everything this offseason, or do you think that this is just the first step or another step in building this team the way it needs to be built so they can contend in a couple of years?
You know what? I think, Gator, honestly, the way this team pitched and played last year, I think you can contend for a wild card. I really honestly do.
I think they can contend for a wild card right now with the additions they've made.
Yeah.
But my only concern is, like, okay, you got Baez in this lineup. You got Cabrera in this lineup. I mean, who's that 30 home run threat guy? Who are you going to protect him with? That's my only concern. Cause like the other caller said, if Torkelson and Riley Green are a year or two away, then to me this was a waste signing.
Well, if they are a year or two away, then they can bring Baez back if they choose.
How is it a wasted signing, though?
Well, he wants them to all be here together.
What's wrong with delaying it a year? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think expectations are going through the roof right now. Like, you have to get everything done right now, and you don't have to get everything done right now.
The opportunity to dramatically improve the baseball team by shelling out $150 million in an annual salary was there. They have decided it's not time to give it gas just yet. Although they did spend a lot of money, giving it gas would have been another pitcher and another bat. Now, they may still do that. In fact, I think they got to get another starting pitcher. But if you do it too early, that can be, you want to time it right. And I think they feel like it's too early to really give it gas.
Well, they got a 6-year contract with Baez, given it's a player opt out after two.
Yep.
But if he's really good, then maybe you'd want to renegotiate and keep him around anyway.
Open lines, Joe's in Livonia, and he's next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, so I own a heavy equipment repair company, and I buy parts every single day.
Yeah.
I'm seeing lead times right now, 18 weeks for an ECM for a machine, 54 weeks for a radiator down at the salt mine.
Wow.
I mean, the lead times in my industry are absolutely insane.
Wow.
We're buying things that we may not use just because we know that we might not be able to get it next year.
Wow. That's 54 weeks?
54 weeks. I swear on my son's life. Man. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is. I'm looking at a lot of people ordering golf clubs. Unnamed texter ordered ping irons in June. Was told 8 weeks. Called today, and they're now pushed to spring. 8 months. Shafts coming in from Vietnam. Shut down since COVID began.
Wow.
I ordered a new set of TaylorMade golf clubs in mid-August. They finally arrived yesterday. It's from an unnamed texter.
Cars are another thing.
Yep.
Does it sound better when you say 54 weeks as opposed to 1 year?
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me when I heard him, Doug. I was like, 54 weeks?
Yeah.
Wait, that's over a year.
248-539-9797. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.